This download is the only extract the BBC has of this edition of Desert Island Discs. The presenter was Roy Plumley.
Were you born in London, Harry?
Yes, I was, in Bethnal Green, the east end of London.
Was your childhood tough, and was there hardship?
Yes, there was. My father had to feed and clothe 10 children.
Did he?
And after a bit, my mother had an accident, and she spent a good the last few years of her life in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. She was crippled. My father used to say that he cared for nothing so long as his children didn't go naked and burvas, which meant so long as they didn't go naked and without shoes.
Yes.
And this was his attitude to life. And could hardly be anything else anyway. He had a rough time trying to cope, you know. And for us kids, we weren't all that sort of carefully looked after, because it wasn't possible, with the result that we had to fend for ourselves.
Yes.
And I often was under the care of my elder sister, or, you know, I had hundreds of sisters and brothers, and I was the youngest of the family.
And television?
Oh, television, yes, was the army game.
Yes. Excuse yes. Boots Bisley.
That's right, yes. Yes, that was a great period of very hard work, but it was very much worth it. I mean, great popularity. People used to stop me in the street and buy me a drink and all sorts of things. You know, I mean, it was really marvellous to be well known. You know, it was a lovely period.
What have you been up to since Bootsy and Snudge?
Oh, since that finished. I then did what I'd always wanted to do all my life, was to grow things.
Mm.
And the greatest thing that ever happened to me, you know, even in the 30s, never happened. Was to have a small field, which I possessed, which was mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be very angry about the rabbits if they came onto it. I didn't like that at all. And I decided to grow barley, and I did. And I saw the whole thing through, right from start to finish. I went to the Ministry of Agriculture, who were very helpful, got the subsidy, got the fertilizer put on, got the whole thing turned over, and planted barley. And this barley was beautiful.
Yes.
There are several kinds of barley. Some are called industrial. I hope you're interested, Roy.
Fascinating.
Because I don't want to go talking about barley.
Barley from seed to soup. I mean, it's a fascinating subject.
Well, there you are. Mm. Do you like barley soup?
No.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry about that. I'll grow something else.
Right.
But I managed to get this barley sown and grown. And it was good seed barley. It was the best. And this was one of the proudest moments of my life.
Good.
Which leads us to the next song.
Well, now you've followed Topol in Fiddler on the Roof in the theatre. But rather a daunting chore, wasn't it?
Well, I had this barley behind me, you see. I mean, this gave me confidence.
Yes.
No, daunting is quite the word.
How did you set about it? Did you watch the show a lot of times before you started?
No, I saw it once.
Only once?
I saw the show once. And I had the great thing behind me, which if I hadn't had, God knows what would have happened, you know, I'd have run away, I think. I had my father behind me, whose character was 300% the man in the show.
Mm-hmm.
He was Sholem Aleichem's Tevye the milkman. He was completely the character. With that behind me and the knowledge of the works of this man called Sholem Aleichem, as well, which I played, you know, some years ago at the Embassy Swiss Cottage for £3.10 a week. You know, I'd suffered for it. And this served me in good stead, with the result that I had a fair idea of how I was going to do it. And this gave me the confidence.